Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. This is Islam, an insight into the world's fastest growing religion by Fahd Salim Bahman. Sin and repentance. The philosophy of right and wrong poses one of the major intellectual problems in a number of religions, which all differ among themselves in the way of dealing with error and guilt on the one hand, and repentance and remorse on the other. Islam clearly considers the human nature that Allah created has an inclination towards good and evil. Islam clearly considers human nature that Allah created, which has an inclination towards good and evil. It does not treat human nature as being intrinsically good. It declares that all human beings make mistakes and commit sins, and at the same time holds them responsible for their decisions and choices. Hence the view of Islam about sin and repentance, which can be concluded as follows. The Quran states in a clear, simple, and unequivocal term that sin is individual, as is repentance. There is no sin as inborn sin or the original sin, and that no person can forgive sins. Rather, human beings are born sinless and do not bear any original guilt from Adam and Eve's sin. In addition, the sin Adam, peace be upon him, committed was personal, and he turned directly to Allah and asked for forgiveness. Likewise, the sins of the descendants of Adam are also personal, and the door to repentance is open to everyone. This fair and clear understanding of repentance in Islam encourages every human being to put forth effort and turn to God without despair. In this way, Islam holds everyone responsible for their own sins and does not hold anyone responsible for the sins of others. This is the very concept of sin and repentance all the prophets of God taught their own people. As the Quran says in chapter 53 verses 36 to 41, in the meaning of which, has he not been informed of what is in the scrolls of Moses and of Abraham, who honored his pledge, that no bearer of a burden shall bear the burden of another, and that man shall have only that for which he strives, and that his labor shall surely be made manifest hereafter. Repentance, which is one of the most significant acts of worship and one of the various means of seeking closeness to Allah, is not limited to specific individuals to the exclusion of all others. Islam teaches that in order for one to repent, one need not do so in a special place, confess one's sin to another person, or seek his permission to do so. Again, Islam teaches that in order for one to repent, one need not do so in a special place or confess one's sin to another person or seek his permission to do so. Rather, it is an act of worship between God and his servants. God's beautiful names mentioned in the Quran include, among others, At-Tawwab, the one who forgives those who turn to him. Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. Ghafir al-Dhanb, the forgiver of sins. Qabil al-Tawb, the acceptor of repentance. According to the Quran, one of the attributes of the pious who will be admitted into paradise is that whenever they commit a sin, they hasten to repent and ask forgiveness from Allah. As the Quran in chapter 3, verse 135 says, in the meaning of which, and who, after they commit a shameful act or wrong themselves, remember Allah and ask pardon for their sins. For who forgives sins except Allah? And do not knowingly persist in their misdeeds. All a person needs to repent in Islam is to give up the sin immediately, feel deep regret for having committed it, and sincerely resolve not to commit it again. If the sin involves other people's rights, then he must restore these rights to them. If someone commits the sin again, his first repentance is not affected in the least, nor will he be burdened by his previous sins. This simply means he has committed another sin which requires him to repent again. Thus, man in Islam leads a well-balanced life in that he works hard to improve himself and reach perfection, avoid mistakes, and understand human nature, which may become weak and deviate or mislead him from the right course. He must never lose hope, regardless of the state of piety and virtue or impiety and negligence. In all conditions, man must turn to God and seek his forgiveness. The Quran states that the difference between the righteous and all others is that when the righteous commit a sin, they remember Allah and turn to him, while others persist in their sins and do not take heed. Quran chapter 7, verses 201-202. Footnotes. In Islam, all a person needs to do to repent is simply give up the sin immediately, feel deep regret for having committed it, and sincerely resolve not to commit it again. If the sin involves other people's rights, then he must restore these rights to them. In Islam, there is no such thing as an inborn sin or original sin. Rather, human beings are all born sinless and do not bear any original guilt from anyone else. It is accurate from the aspect in that a number of religions reject reason altogether or contradict it based on myths and superstitious beliefs that clearly contradict science. I've made a mistake here. That's the end of this chapter. And Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah.